Greetings in the name of the one who sees and knows us and still calls us beloved. As I understand, in old Hawaiian tradition, it is kapuna who name a newborn. It is such a sacred act, often involving the stories of ancestors and place, attention to time and space, that the elders alone have the knowledge and experience to carry this responsibility. Names are important. They are sacred. Perhaps many of us have stories of our own names, names that carry family history or the times and context into which we were born. These are markers of our identity and belonging, of a past from which we have come, or a present context into which we were born. What is in a name? We use names to recognize, acknowledge, to identify, to see. Say their names has become a social call to see the human being behind them. Without the names, media and social conversations that follow can dismiss and characterize. Just another man of color arrested and shot. Just another transgender woman assaulted and killed. Ahmaud Arbery, Markeisha Lawrence, their names point to a life behind them. There are favorite colors, friends and loved ones, foods enjoyed, losses experienced, grief born. They are named, and so the possibility to be seen and to be known. At the same time, and on the other hand, names can belittle, they can objectify, they can reduce. We are called names or call other names from an early age, and often not in a good way. I was called a four eyes as a kid because I wore glasses. I'm sure there were plenty of others, and I'm certain there are much more harmful names that many other children have experienced. In Hawaii, names reflect the varied ways certain things are placed in relationship to others. From what I understand, in the Hawaiian language, names often tell stories or suggest relationships. The grass called pili overlaps and tangles at its top. And pili is to adhere or stick, to touch or join. So hoa pili is a very close or intimate friend, and pilina is a close connection or association. In the English language, names often categorize or rank. The Western scientific name of the same grass is Heteropogon contortus. The first of these scientific names categorizes its bigger genus. The second, its smaller and more specific species. Depending on which name is used, the speaker is invited into a world of understanding, of framing one thing in relationship to another. What is in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. The lines from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Indeed, what is in a name? Quite a lot, actually. And at the same time, a name may never truly and fully capture the one named. In Mary Oliver's poem, Snowy Night, the poet refuses to try to identify exactly the owl that she hears one snowy night, whether it's the barred or great horned. Rather, she simply lets the sound of it be and opens herself to the mystery of it. I suppose, the poem goes, if this were someone else's story, they would have insisted on knowing whatever is knowable, would have hurried over the fields to name it, the owl, I mean. But it's mine, this poem of the night, and I just stood there, listening and holding out my hands to the soft glitter falling through the air. I love this world, but not for its answers. And I wish good luck to the owl, whatever its name. And I wish great welcome to the snow, whatever its severe and comfortless and beautiful meaning. At the least, Oliver's poem is a challenge to the ways long experience or knowledge gets in the way of truly knowing. Sometimes those whom we think we know the best, whose names we have long known, are yet mysteries to us. We think we have named them, and then the unexpected happens. Or we think we have them named, and because of this, we miss the unexpected, the mystery that yet lies before us. There is so much by which we are named and categorized these days. All sorts of media and advertising vie for our identity, as do politics and our social circles. We are dismissed or elevated based on our affiliation or our belongings, our ways of promoting ourselves or who we befriend. But who knows us and names us truly? By what name are we known, accepted, and loved utterly, wholly, completely? In all our glory and mess, our meanness and our kindness, our moral heroism and our embarrassing failures. Who knows us and names us truly? Today, this baptism of our Lord is a day of naming. It is a reminder. Because I think we need the reminder again and again and again. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. When Dietrich Bonhoeffer was in prison awaiting his fate, having chosen to resist the Nazi leaders, he reflected on his identity. He mulled over the differences between how others saw him and how he saw or experienced himself. He wrote a poem of sorts. "Who am I?" he writes and continues. "Who am I? They often tell me I stepped from my cell's confinement calmly, cheerfully, firmly, like a squire from his country house. Who am I? They often tell me I used to speak to my warders freely and friendly and clearly, as though it were mine to command. Who am I? They also tell me I bore the days of misfortune equally, smiling proudly, like one accustomed to win. Am I then really that which other men tell of? Or am I only what I myself know of myself? Restless and longing and sick like a bird in a cage, struggling for breath as though hands were compressing my throat, yearning for colors, for flowers, for the voices of birds, thirsting for words of kindness, for neighborliness, tossing in expectations of great events, powerlessly trembling for friends at an infinite distance, weary and empty at praying, at thinking, at making, faint and ready to say farewell to it all. Who am I? This or the other? Am I one person today and tomorrow another? Am I both at once? A hypocrite before others and before myself, a contemptible, woebegone weakling? Or is something within me still like a beaten army, fleeing in disorder from victory already achieved? Who am I? They mock me, these lonely questions of mine. Whoever I am, Thou knowest, O God, I am thine. because we need the reminder again and again and again. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. Amen. Our hymn of the day is next. It is Rise, Shine, You People.